All right, Steve. So here's your favorite segment on the entire show, Ask Steve. And it's time for it's time for that now. Please keep your answers short so we can get more questions in.
Shirley,
I'll start.
She said that every week. We don't even get to all the questions, though.
All right. Here we go, Steve. What is the first line of your favorite song? First line.
Until the end of time. That's me and Marjorie's favorite song. The first line to my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know what it is.
We've come together on this special day to sing a message loud and clear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's
got it.
Earth and Fire.
Hearts
of Fire. That's the way of the world.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You were struggling a little bit. I got you.
You had to get to the hook.
Who was struggling? Who was struggling?
It sounded like you were.
No, I did me and Marjorie's favorite song first.
Adore.
Until the end of time, I'll be there for you. You are my heart and mind. I truly adore you. If God one day struck me blind, your beauty I still see. Love is too weak to define just what you mean to me.
Man.
Then I did my favorite song, which was the question. And you know, I don't struggle with that shit.
Okay. It sounded like
next
you
were a question.
Let me step in here.
I Come on, Tommy.
All right, let me step in here. What's one phrase you can say from your childhood that instantly shows your age? A phrase from your childhood that instantly shows your age.
If you don't sit down over there, I'm gonna snatch a knot in you.
Yeah, they ain't snatching knots no more. You're right.
No, they're not doing that.
That is wow.
If you don't sit down over there, I'm gonna snatch a knot in you. That has been said to me at church, at the dinner table, in the car.
You'll get protective service calling you on you say that right now. You can't say that. No.
I'm going to snatch a knot at you. Yeah, that's instantly.
That's a phone call. You're going down.
All right, Junior, you're up. You're going to ask the question you were going to ask him before we went to break, or are you going to?
No, he ain't ready.
Well, just ask another question. Okay. Forget Junior. Let's go, y'all.
Okay.
Don't worry about Junior because he's scared. Come on.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
The last thing.
No.
Okay.
Come on, Steve.
Okay, go ahead, Junior.
The last thing you ate is now your nickname. What is it?
The last thing I ate is now my nickname.
Yeah. What you last ate?
What was it? What was the last
what
thing you ate?
What?
You done ate something.
You done ate something.
Coffee?
You didn't eat coffee.
You drank coffee, Uncle. That you didn't eat that.
The last thing, salad?
Hey, salad.
Salad
hey,
Harvey.
Salad.
Salad Harvey.
Salad Harvey.
Salad Harvey.
Salad Harvey.
Steve, Salad Harvey.
Salad Harvey.
Stupid it was. Me. I'm surprised that you do.
Salad.
All right, I got a question for you, Steve. I don't even know if you can answer this question. What is your one of your messed up family secrets? Just give us one.
One of my messed up family secrets.
Hold on. Yeah. Now, we don't need to ask that one now. Wait a minute.
Because I thought it would be about your nephew.
It's probably going to be about you, though.
And if it is, that we not fence to tell it.
No. You are not the question police.
It's not
the fact
Tommy
that Tommy is not my
Steve.
Real nephew based on information my sister got later on.
What?
Wait, what?
Wait a
minute. That's a messed up fast family.
You just threw him into
right
something.
Yeah. I'm way into something. Whatever something is, I'm in there. What? Why? Yeah.
And then another one is
we got multiple.
Another one. He got multiple.
Yeah.
What?
It came out later on, and I probably can't tell that one.
Go ahead.
Oh good. Oh, you filtering yourself? Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the other
My
one.
My Uncle Rogers
you know,
actually shot the man that lived across the street, and we didn't find out till he died.
That's your messed up family secret?
Yeah,
they used to talk about that, too.
Everybody kept that one close to the vest.
So we hold on. We clear.
Then nobody want Uncle Roger in jail because he owed everybody money.
we clear through charges right now. Everything.
No, well, he dead. Now,
he passed away.
He
yeah.
been gone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they can't do nothing to him or us. Next question.
For keeping
that.
Did
you say
next question?
Well, you said messed up family secrets. You got it. Okay, so where we at?
Yeah,
let's
I did. Yeah,
all right, let's go.
I don't ask that again.
All right, Steve, what's the craziest, like, clean curse word you've heard somebody say or that you've come up with? Like a clean curse word.
The craziest clean cuss word.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A clean cuss word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of like mother trucker.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
that's,
yeah.
Okay.
And you've been saying sugar honey iced tea a lot.
I like that one.
Uh-huh.
Shut the front door.
Yeah,
shut
you put them together. Door. You put them together
shut
yesterday.
Shut the front door. Kind of like that one a little bit.
You put that together yesterday.
Yeah.
All right.
That's scary.
All right, give it to me. How about this here? Name something you heard about, but you ain't quite sure is actually real.
That you graduated from Texas A&M.
Why is it always
you heard about it?
Yeah. Well, I just really have a hard time believing that.
Not another college bribery scandal.
In our midst.
I paid $500,000.
He need to get 2 weeks.
I paid $500,000.
Somebody bought his ass a SAT. Oh, my God.
The struggle is real.
He going west.
Okay.
Texas A&M. Oh, Tommy. Graduated.
All right.
Tommy.
On that note, we're going to conclude Ask Steve.
Little
and
ass
coming
Tommy.
Up, yeah, coming up, the nephew is going to run that prank back right after this.